It is the Brett Winterbull Show, AM760 Talk and Breaking News. Good to be spending this time with you and breaking out all the big stories out there. I'm happy to welcome back to the show. I haven't had him on in a little bit, and I'm glad to have him back. He is Father Bill Nicholas from the Archdiocese of San Francisco. We spread our hands across the state of California all the way up to the Bay Area, and we welcome you back. Nice to have you back, Father.
Good to be back, Brett. How are you?
I'm well. So I'm reading this story out of the Washington Post, and they talk about it over at Breitbart. And the Washington Post is spreading this new phenomenon that President Trump is causing bullying in schools, that there was never any bullying in the past, you know, before this. And he's responsible for bullying because people are behaving based on the way he behaves and the things he says. And I mean, at what point are people kind of responsible for their own behavior? I mean, and maybe that's an out of touch sort of notion, but I mean, really, what's going on here with this?
Well, you may not know this about me, but you know, in many ways, for me, I have a favorite television show.
Yes.
And one way or another, and I mean everything, one way or another, comes down to an episode of the TV show Frasier. And there's a great scene early on in the season in which Frasier is on the phone with his son, and you don't hear his son. You hear Frasier's response to him. His son's a little boy, and he's saying, "Oh, Freddie, no, listen to me. Daddy knows best. Trust me. Richard Nixon is not hiding in your closet." I'm also a Calvin and Hobbes fan, and one of the anthologies of Calvin and Hobbes is entitled Something Under the Bed is Drooling. And it gets to the point where I'm wondering if in our schools, the way that they're kind of perpetuating their own problems and then blaming it on Donald Trump. I think whenever President Trump's term in office is done, we're going to be having people going to the schools saying, you know, Johnny and Susie, no, it's not true. Donald Trump is not hiding in your closet waiting to eat you. You know, he's not drooling under your bed. And, you know, as you said, you know, bullying certainly is not a good thing, and it exists. It always has. We always know how charitable children can be to each other, right?
Sure.
You experienced it. I experienced it when we were both in school, and we did not blame President Reagan.
No, we did not.
I find it interesting that, you know, back in the late 90s when President Clinton was both running for president and as president, mm-hmm. when it came to the subject of smoking marijuana, mm-hmm. many kids who tried it or the increase in smoking of marijuana, no one ever brought up that they were doing it because the president did it.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they would say, well, the president did it. And now we're at a point where, okay, smoking marijuana is legal in many places.
Sure.
Now, I'm not saying that bullying will become legal in places, but at a certain point, are they realizing that they're kind of insulting the role of parents and the role of teachers in mm-hmm. teaching their children and disciplining their children and their students not be a bully and also learn to stand up to the bullying to a certain degree so that we're not a generation of victims? And it just seems to be the trend for so many things these days that we just simply pass on the blame to the president. And, you know, it gets to the point where, you know, the boogeyman is going to be replaced by President Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And, you know, just as in many other cultures, you have different images of, say, the boogeyman. You have La Llorona in Mexico. You have the headless horseman in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at a certain point, we're going to be blaming the president for pretty much any little issue that our children are encountering.
I do remember the original app for all of this. I think it was called the Golden Rule.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Treat others the way you would want to be treated.
Which has as its roots.
As I'm reading it, the so-called increase, as I was reading the article, the so-called increase in bullying is minuscule.
Right.
I mean, really, really minuscule. Something like less than 0.01%.
Oh, boy.
Among the schools. And so it seems there's just any opportunity. And as I've said before on your show, we tend not to be as political. We talk history,
yes,
whether it's
yes.
church history or U.S. history.
Yes.
I leave the political spin to you.
Yes, sir.
It seems in this particular case, as just any voter, how do you take this seriously? How does that mm-hmm. side in bringing something like this up get you to take seriously the idea of not supporting President Trump or supporting the other side when they seem to be attributing anything bad that can happen to anybody mm-hmm. to the most public person they don't like?
That's a really good point. That's a hugely good point and super important. And I think that's a good way to put it. I think you've nailed it. I want to wish you, please don't be offended by this. I want to wish you just a happy Valentine's Day. I remember once upon a time, it was referred to as something else, but happy Valentine's Day. It's a day where we exchange candy and notes, and tell each other that we love each other in whatever form that is. But we seem to have amputated the primary phrase in front of Valentine's Day, Father Bill.
It's true, yeah. But also, in addition to Valentine's Day, the Catholic Church, while we certainly have a Saint Valentine that we honor,
yes,
we also celebrate other saints today. And I actually like those saints better because Valentine's Day has become kind of secularized in our society.
Yes.
He's a martyr from the early church who was killed, was beheaded for his faith, mm-hmm. and the devotion grew from that, especially accentuating the virtue of love. But most people don't think of that. They think of candy and a night out with their loved one.
Right.
Almost kind of like a secular hedonistic type of air that's been put to Valentine's Day,
right.
which is all well and good if it, you know, enhances the relationship of a husband and wife or you know, the love of one's life. But the church also, in its mass, celebrated two saints who were brothers called Cyril and Methodius.
Oh.
And they're from the 800s, the 9th century. And I always like to celebrate them, especially in the mass, because you know my love for history.
Yes.
Saint Cyril and Methodius, in bringing the gospel and evangelizing to the Slavic peoples just north of Greece, northwest of Greece, one of the contributions they made was they developed the Cyrillic alphabet, because they didn't have a series of writing for the Slavic regions. And in order to communicate and help them learn the scriptures, the Bible, the Mass, and other teachings of Jesus, they actually developed a new form of writing based upon the Greek writing, but it became its own kind of writing called the Cyrillic, after Saint Cyril, the Cyrillic alphabet.
Wow.
And that has in turn become a precursor to modern Russian alphabet. So you see, these two examples make a point that you and I have made repeatedly on your show, that you know this is in the heart of the Middle Ages, which they like to euphemistically refer to as the Dark Ages.
That's right.
But quite the contrary is Christianity did not lead to superstition, ignorance, and darkness. This really enriched the Slavic culture, and it's an example of where in so many other ways Christianity didn't lead to darkness and ignorance, but to true enlightenment and an enrichment of cultures and ultimately, you know, the building of Western civilization.
And it made eventually the Gospels and the Bible more broadly available to the masses who would be able to learn to read that language and understand and share it with their children and their children's children.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So at the risk of sounding like, you know, a cold fish here, you wish me a happy Valentine's Day.
Yes.
Let me reciprocate by saying happy St. Cyril and Methodius Day.
And no, none of them are under the bed and they're going to get you, right? That's it. That's the important thing to remember.
No, that's Donald Trump. Yeah, Cyril and Methodius and Valentine are not hiding in the closet.
Oh, wait a minute. You just said Donald Trump and it is Cyrillic, Russian, Putin, Okay, never mind.
Maybe, so, I don't know.
No, I know, right? It could
be some connection there. I think Ukraine also honors Cyril and Methodius today, too. So
that is,
you got Ukraine involved in that, too. So somewhere or another, it's all going to work its way around.
God, it's just incredible the stuff that you learn if you just pay attention to the church and the church's history. It's a fascinating, fascinating thing. That is, you just gave this audience, like, social currency to take with them to impress their friends and family with this information tonight. Seriously, that's awesome. I never knew that. I consider myself fairly informed. I didn't know about it. I just thought Saint Cyril was Cyril. That's really cool. Thank you, Father Bill.
That's great. It's a great history. And unfortunately, I think it says a lot where in many ways you and I know that, you know, so few people know their history or are interested in knowing it. It's almost like a willing, mm-hmm. an unwillingness to learn history. But today, for better or for worse, they substitute celebrating a more secularized version of a saint than something that really enhances the history of Christianity in our society and how it's led to the building of Western civilization. So happy Valentine's Day to everybody, but also remember the solid, really important history upon which this church was built and on which our society was built. And in many cases, they have Christianity to thank for much of the best aspects of that society.
Phenomenal stuff. That's why Father Bill Nicholas of the Archdiocese of San Francisco is the official spiritual advisor of the Brett Weatherbill Show for me. This is going to wrap us up here in San Diego, but we'll certainly be visiting together over there in the 704. Father Bill, we'll be checking in over in Charlotte, and I look forward to our visits down the road. And I know the audience has loved visiting with you here.
Same here, and congratulations on your new role and your new show.
Thank you, Father. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk again very soon.
All right, take care.
Take care. Father Bill Nicholas, 800-760-KFMB is the phone number to be a part of the conversation. 800-760-5362. I'm Brett Winterbull.